Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
Hello and welcome to another player preview for the 2024-2025 season for the New York Knicks. Today we have Jericho Sims. Excited to get into Jericho Sims. Should be some good conversation about Jericho Sims. And yeah, once again, I appreciate every single one of you joining us for these player previews. We're doing a player preview for every single Nick. So one Nick equals one video. Appreciate you guys giving us your time. If you haven't done so already, smash the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button, and let's get to it. Chris, Jericho Sims.
Jericho Sims, man.
Yeah.
He's going to have the spotlight on him, in my opinion, simply because, you know, what everybody's been talking about lately as far as the Knicks' depth goes, who is going to be that backup big for the New York Knicks? Could it be Jericho Sims, huh? Could it be? You know? I think so. You know, a lot of rumblings around the Knicks organization has been that they like Jericho Sims, right? He's not going anywhere, or at least doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And look, at times he's been serviceable for us, right? Been a solid big off the bench when we needed him. And that's all you can ask for, really, in my opinion, from Jericho Sims. But what are your thoughts on Jericho Sims? You think he's going to have a bigger role this season?
I do. It's like a part of me says yes, and then a part of me says no. I think the Knicks will address it via the trade or if they go somewhere else. But like you said, I feel like there's been a lot of rumblings within the Knicks organization that they have a feeling that this is going to be a good year for Jericho Sims. I think you brought up something on our previous episodes that this was the first time Jericho Sims has been healthy, kind of. Not the first time, but, you know, he's been healthy this year. Last year, he wasn't really healthy during the offseason. So, who was it? What was he dealing with? A shoulder surgery?
Yeah, he had some shoulder issues, and basically, he could not have a proper training camp for the past season or two. So, reports out there are saying that, hey, Jericho Sims is healthy. He's out there working on his game and looking to you know, make a splash on this Knicks roster.
And I'm excited for Sims. And we all know Jericho Sims to be that high flyer and, you know, the quiet, humble guy that's at the end of the bench and really has no facial expressions. Yeah. You know, I could relate because sometimes I feel like that. But look, Jericho is going into his fourth season. He's 25. He'll be 26 in October. And, you know, he's really been like that, I hate to keep saying this, like that break glass in case of emergency type of center player for the Knicks. And they've had to use him, you know, last season they had to use him because simply Mitchell Robinson got hurt. And they've had to use him, you know, quite a bit. One thing that I think is underrated about Jericho is his one-on-one defense in terms of guarding. He's quicker on his feet, you know, because he's like this bouncy 6'11", 7-foot center. So he's quick on his feet in terms of defensively. His one-on-one defense is actually, I think it's pretty underrated. That's just my opinion. I don't know how about you feel about that, Chris. But yeah, I mean, usually by year three, you kind of already know what you got in a player. But I feel like since we're seeing a lot of workout videos for Jericho Sims, he was seen working out with Mike Bibby. And I feel like the hype train is kind of going towards the side of, you know, Knicks fans, you know, actually being pretty excited to watch Jericho Sims this season. Because right now, I think he would be that backup center. I don't know. Something tells me that this is going to be a good year for Jericho, Chris, but I just don't know. Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I don't know if he'll be the backup big for us, you know, considering the Knicks re-signed Precious. You know, Precious is back into the fold. I feel like the Knicks kind of like what Precious brings. But again, we don't know the Randle situation, and could it be a scenario where you actually have Sims and Precious out on the floor together? So, you know, that could also be a scenario. But going back to what you said about Sims, you know, on the defensive end,
yeah,
I think he is underrated. You know, he's obviously he's young, doesn't have the experience, you know, that an NBA vet would have. But so he gets beat a lot, but especially by the taller bigs or guys like Jokic, as you'd expect, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he's quick to bite on pump fakes and little fakes in the post, things like that. You know, I think Jericho Sims just makes up for, you know, kind of the lack of poise with his crazy athleticism around the rim. So, you know, you catch him with a pump fake, this dude can, you know, land and jump up and still probably get the block. And he has a high motor, and I've never seen somebody, you know, jump as high as Jericho Sims does, catch it, ooh, bring it down, and then just have no reaction whatsoever to what he did. So I love that about Jericho Sims. I don't know if I don't know if he's gonna have a big role to start, you know,
yeah.
or down the line, because I have a feeling, you know, Precious brought into the fold. We also got Huck Porty, you know, which you know, I personally like, and I think we might see some of him down the line. But I think, unfortunately, like you mentioned, I think Jericho Sims becomes that break glass type of player, you know, still, even though there seems to be, you know, an opportunity there for him to kind of, you know, prove that he can fill that slot for us.
There is an opportunity, because right now, as it stands, we don't really know the situation regarding Mitchell Robinson in terms of his health to start training camp. Precious and Tom Thibodeau loves to use a traditional big out there. I know Jericho is kind of like that 4 to 5-ish, but defensively, I think like we said, I think he's a little underrated. Often, like rebounding, he's okay at it. It's just, you know, whether or not the New York Knicks, do we think the New York Knicks have faith and trust in him in year four? Because, I mean, it is year four, Chris, you know, and, you know, what we've seen from Jericho is kind of, you know, I really hope that there's more in there. And I truly do, you know, hope that, you know, last season, because he was like hurt during the summertime, that he really, you know, couldn't really train and he couldn't, you know, what he normally would do during the summertime. But yeah, I remember a few times this year, Jericho caught Kessler. I think he caught Kessler with a few dunks this year. And it's funny because, you know, Kessler has been rumored to come to the New York Knicks. But, you know, he's always been, in terms of efficient around the rim, Jericho has always been efficient around the rim, 99 percentile at his position. Always has been a good finisher at the rim. Last season, 77% at the rim, 88 percentile at his position. And it's just a matter of trust. It's just a matter of, do you feel like the New York Knicks trust him to have a good year? And I feel like the talk around, you know, Knicks Nation and, you know, around the fans, they kind of are behind Jericho. They kind of want him to have this good year for the New York Knicks. And I'm kind of like starting to hop on that train. Look, there's been rumors lately about the New York Knicks maybe bringing in Robert Williams from Portland, but, you know, that's a conversation for another day. That's probably a whole new podcast. Do you really want to bring in another injury riddled center like that? To me, that doesn't make sense. But,
that's essentially Mitch all over again, right? But like you said, that's for another time.
Yeah. So it's like, look, the Knicks are going to mix and match with Jericho and Precious. And maybe Huck Porty comes at the training camp and just shows out and really gets the playbook in order, gains the trust of Tom Thibodeau. And, you know, Tom Thibodeau, that's another thing. Tom Thibodeau, he likes Precious too. You know, once you have the trust in Thibs, you know, once you're in that circle, you know, that means you're doing something right on the court. And Precious has shown us at times this year when he has, you know, had to step up due to injuries, not Precious, Jericho, that he does a, you know, okay job. I'm not saying that he's a great player, but in this scenario, in our situation, I think Jericho is fit to have an okay start to the season. And then we just go from there.
No, yeah, I think that's pretty well said. And look, I think it's just gonna be, I think it's gonna be situational. I think Tibbs and the coaching staff know the spots they'll probably want to throw Jericho Sims into a game versus, Precious per se. I think that, Jericho has some untapped potential there. I mean, we're seeing the workout videos now, right? He's taking jump shots, he's working on his three ball, which would be insane. But on the flip side, do you really see Jericho Sims being allowed to take a jump shot? I mean, we all love the workout videos, right? But how many times have we seen Mitchell Robinson posting videos of him shooting threes and dribbling and taking three steps from the 3-point line and dunking the ball? I mean, it's nice. And I like the fact that Jericho is working on his craft, obviously trying to, become a shooter, which would be great. But what are your opinions on that? Do you think we're gonna see Jericho posting up bigs and shooting fadeaway jumpers?
I love to watch Jericho post his videos. I love to watch any Knick player post his videos. But, the reality is I don't, because remember when Isaiah Hartenstein came in, he was known to be that stretch five. And then the Knicks tried it out for a little bit and they kind of went away from it. And they used Hartenstein to more of like that passing big role. And it worked out. And when Hartenstein would attempt those threes, he would make them occasionally. But, I hope. I mean, I don't know, because he could take the leap like Deuce McBride took this past season. I mean, would I be surprised? I would be. Would you call this kind of like a do or die for Jericho, or do you do or die season for Jericho, or do you feel like, even if the Knicks were to acquire another big, it's good to have that extra insurance in Jericho, and he's always been there.
Yeah,
He's always been there.
I think with Jericho, normally in his scenario, I would say that's, hey, it's kind of a do or die type of season, show us something more than the status quo, right? But with Jericho, I feel like he's just a long-term type of project, and definitely one that's more than, 4 years, in my opinion. When the Knicks, got Jericho, he was a raw prospect. They basically knew they were going to have to work on him and build him up, right? So, them having faith in him and believing in him, I think tells it all, in my opinion, where I don't feel like it's a do or die season for Jericho. He's not commanding a ton of money, and that fits in honestly with, the entirety of this team at this moment. We got JB taking pay cuts and all these guys basically getting paid. Some guys are still due to get paid and guys are currently getting paid. So I think Jericho, just as a big body that knows the system, knows what he has to do, and still has the potential to grow as a player, I think he just fits, especially when it comes to his contract.
Yeah, I do too. The Knicks picked up his $2 million club option this year. Next year, he will be an unrestricted free agent. Like we said earlier, Jericho Sims is 26 years old. 1% takes up 1% of the cap, and he's honestly just that, insurance like that, like right. I mean, right now, we don't know if the Knicks are, have a plan in place. Maybe he could be the backup for Mitch, or they just could go to a Precious Hart lineup and just mix and match. And that, remember, Tom Thibodeau didn't really like playing Julius Randle at the center position either, so he really shied away from that. So you're talking about somebody else needs to come off the bench, and especially if Mitchell Robinson is not healthy, you're going to need Jericho Sims to play.
And if I remember correctly, initially, when Mitch went down, before Ihart even took over the starting role, it was Jericho Sims who Tom Thibodeau threw out there, in place of Mitch, and still had Ihart coming off the bench. Obviously, that didn't last too long. But yeah, that goes to show you just the trust they have in Sims. So, I'm here saying that I don't think Jericho Sims is going to have a big role, but on the flip side, I could be completely wrong on that, pretty damn quickly.
And exactly. And last season, in terms of lineups, there was a lineup where Jericho Sims excelled in. That lineup was Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Precious Achiuwa, and Jericho Sims playing at the five. That lineup played 115 possessions together, plus 20 differential. That's 87 percentile, 125.2 points per possession. Offensive rebounding rate was pretty good at 50%. So that lineup, that's Jericho Sims playing the traditional five alongside Precious. So you could see a lot of that, you know, Jericho and Precious coming in off the bench with Hart, Dante, and, you know, somebody else mixed in that, Kolek, Brunson, whoever. And that lineup, it worked well for the New York Knicks. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like this is going to be a – I truly do think that we're gonna be surprised by Jericho this season. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a nice year from Jericho. You know, hey,
I think he's going to be good. Look, he's healthy. You know, if he wasn't healthy the past two seasons, I think we'd get a little bit more from him. I'm not going to go too crazy and say he's going to have some ridiculous season. But I do think he's going to have his opportunity out there. And hopefully he shows us the bag, you know. You know, I want to see a turnaround jumper that he's been showing us on social media. You know, just one.
Yeah, and if he turns around and clanks it, he's getting yanked.
Yeah.
But let me ask you,
if he hits it.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So the Knicks are a championship contending team, right? So can they afford to put their trust in Jericho in such a critical season when they have high aspirations and they want to obviously take down Boston and go to the NBA Finals and ultimately lift that trophy up and bring a championship since 1973? Can you afford to put your trust in Jericho? Can you just have that blind faith and hope that he can take a little bit of a step forward? Or maybe they're just like, you know, we'll place Jericho in that role now, and then we'll see what happens come trading deadline.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think early on in the season, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think you can have Jericho Sims out there, you know, fill that role. Again, the Knicks have so much firepower, in my opinion, not only offensively, but defensively, that it shouldn't hurt us that bad, right?
Yeah.
And I sound like a broken record, but, you know, towards the end of the season, when things are starting to get heat up, you know, playoff time, I feel like, don't get me wrong, Sims can be out there on spot minutes if needed, but you really want to have that veteran presence out there that's been there, has that type of experience, and you know what you're going to get from them, you know, at that point in time. That's where I think it's risky to have a Jericho Sims out there. You know, can he surprise us and excel, you know, in clutch moments or in the heat of a playoff battle? Probably. But I'd feel a lot better having a more, you know, veteran presence there. Somebody who's been there, done that, won't get flustered by the moment, and, you know, has shown in the past that they have what it takes to play meaningful minutes come playoff time.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see when training camp comes, which is pretty soon, and it's around the corner. Also, Jericho changed his number from 45 to number 20, so we're going to see a new number for Jericho Sims out there. Last worn by Dylan Windler. It's funny. Every time I think about 20, I think about Allen Houston.
Hey, man. He's going back to his college roots, you know. He wore 20 at Texas. So,
ooh.
Hey, that all bodes well for Jericho Sims, right? You know, he's gonna go back to the old days. And, you know, who knows? He might show up and just show off and earn himself a role on this Knicks squad outside of the break glass player.
New number, new Sims? I don't know. Bold prediction. Bold prediction, Jericho, you know. 30% from three, pulling it.
That's a hell of a bold prediction.
You'll be pulling it?
I'll tell you what, bold prediction, Jericho Sims will take a turnaround jumper.
He's preseason.
He'll take it in preseason.
That'll be funny. But yeah, that was fun. You know, Jericho, hopefully, you know, he has a good season, and we'll just have to wait and see how the Knicks utilize him. And you know, how the coaching staff views him. That's another player preview in the books. Appreciate every single one of you. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.